Hello and welcome to the Soul Files podcast. I am Levi Wolf.
And I am Abby Murphy, and together we host this podcast. We decided to make this podcast because we are passionate about the people who work at SoftwareOne.
Between Abby and I, we have 17 years of SoftwareOne experience across a number of different roles and locations, and we love getting the chance to dive deeper into the culture of the company.
This podcast is a behind-the-scenes look at some of our friends at SoftwareOne. We call them SWOMIs. The things they do at work, and even some of their hobbies and activities outside of work.
So whether you're a current employee, a prospective new SWOMI, a SoftwareOne alumni, a customer, a partner, or just a friend of the show,
we hope you enjoy this deep dive into the people of SoftwareOne and the things that make them great.
Enjoy the show.
All right, well, we're back. We were back with a new episode with Becca. And Becca more or less became a little producer for us, and she started emailing us our next guests. And the first person she sent us was none other than Melissa Johnson. Melissa, ooh, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're very excited that we have a few guests lined up. And you in particular, it's very timely because you were responsible for kind of taking care of and setting up the new office. Is that correct?
I was, yes. It was a project that came onto my plate.
Yeah, so right off the bat, I kind of wanted to hear about that. I've heard such good things about the office, and I know you were a big part in that. So tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a great place. We want everybody to come out and visit. It's a really cool spot. The feedback that I've gotten from pretty much everybody that's come in is, this is the coolest office. I wish I could work here, for those that don't actually work there. And especially to our out-of-town SWOMIs that have come in, they're always saying, you know, I'm coming back. I'm going to come back here every month. I'm going to come back here. We've got friends from Chicago that come up and work out of the office once a week because they just love it so much and they think it's such a cool place. So they're willing to make that drive. But it's a really cool vibe. The color scheme is really great, really calm, really natural. We don't have all that red that we saw in the old office. Brings that out all the feelings in everyone.
Makes you feel angry and hungry.
Yeah, exactly. All the colors are really like water feels and very neutral and calming. But at the same time, just there's an excitement that's in the office. And when people are there, you feel it and you want to be a part of it. And I just think it's a really cool place to be. Seeing it be just concrete pillars and a concrete floor to what it is today, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I would agree that it's a very fun space to work out of, and I love the energy. So my question is there any hidden things or secret things about the office that you can tell us about that most people might not know?
Oh, I'm sure, absolutely. Nothing like super hidden away, but there's definitely all of the imperfections that I always see. So when I walk around, that didn't used to be there. How did this happen? We just had bring your kid to work day, and there may or may not be a rubber chicken or two stuck to the ceiling now. So if you come to the office, you may or may not see a rubber chicken.
That's great. We should do like a hidden treasure hunt. Like you have to find the rubber chicken, find the whatever.
Absolutely.
What did you get up to, and what did those kids leave SoftwareOne thinking their parents do?
I have no idea. They were very excited about the game room. The game room saw more action, I think, than it's ever seen before. So they play a lot of Mario Kart. But we had them do a scavenger hunt. So we first had them come in, and we had different people within the organization present on their roles and how they kind of got to SoftwareOne and what they do and maybe what they went to school for. And then the kids did a scavenger hunt. And after the scavenger hunt, they were able to get like toys from a little thing that we purchased. And in hindsight, we should have taken the rubber chicken, like a little finger shooter toys out of there, along with the like gummy hands, because those were just like stuck to the glass, stuck to the lights, stuck to the ceiling. And
I love that
stressful moment.
You could be hosting like an executive briefing there, and like suddenly mid presentation, like a rubber chicken might fall from the sky.
Yes. It's going to make for a memorable meeting.
Yes.
They will not forget SoftwareOne.
So I guess a part of like what you're talking about with the office and this event we had, can you tell us a little bit about like what your current role is here at Software One and what your journey was?
Absolutely. So when I first joined, so I've been with Software One for, it'll be 10 years in June. And when I first joined, I was in sales. I was a TBDM, basically hunting for new accounts and trying to sling the software. And then a position opened up in marketing, doing a lot of the events. And I came from hospitality. So it kind of fit really nicely with my background and everything that made me me. So I transitioned over to marketing. And then I've been in marketing for the last 8 years, doing a variety of roles. So doing events, doing partners, doing campaigns. And then I think as life kind of evolves a little bit and as the company matures and grows, we found all these new opportunities. And there was this opportunity to really speak to who Software One is within the community and promote who we are and build up ways for our employees to give back and really just get more involved. And so when that presented itself to me, I said, absolutely, this would be great. I think this kind of marries my experience with the organization and my kind of hospitality heart, as we call it, for those in the industry, together. And then that's how community relations at Software One North America began. So that's my current role. And I do volunteer activities locally with our Milwaukee teams. I do, different types of give back activities and team bonding activities when our groups get together for all of our national conferences. And then I also, the part that the kids yesterday thought was really cool, I get to work a lot with the different sports organizations within Milwaukee. So we have partnerships with Marquette and we have a partnership with the Brewers. There may or may not be some more partnerships coming in the very near future that everybody's excited about. We got to sponsor a Badger game last year, which is near and dear to my heart as a fellow alumni. And it's really great being able to just kind of reach out in the community, talk about how cool it is to work at Software One, the amazing things that we do here, the awesome people that we have working for us, and just kind of create a really cool space outside of the office as well for Software One to kind of live.
I know it's been a busy spring because, you know, we mentioned the Take Your Kid to Work Day was literally this week. We're recording it at the end of April. And last week was Earth Day. We did a volunteer event. So what's the next couple of events that you're looking at for your role?
Yeah, so working right now on a give back activity for mid-year. So as we have our services and sales teams get together in Indianapolis, we'll have an opportunity there. And then we'll look to do some more things around the new year with obviously our big get together in Orlando. And then we'll do some more things for Giving Tuesday. Sorry, I couldn't think of it for a second there. Giving Tuesday in November. And just kind of additional opportunities as they come up. There's also some just more local Milwaukee activities that we'll do. So we've got...
I was going to say, I just saw the salsa symposium. Email, right?
Well, yep. And the local office stuff. So we're having salsa wars. Little collab.
That's big.
What's a salsa war?
Salsa
wars. Dancing salsa?
Collaboration.
Like snacking salsa.
Snacking salsa. Okay. Although we could add dancing salsa in.
Hey.
To each their own. But yeah, so we'll do... it's a... sync up between Cinco de Mayo and May the 4th. So we've got Star Wars and salsa. So we decided to go with Salsa Wars. And that's part of the CEO committee. So I work with a group of people in the office that want to make the office more fun. And so that's where, you know, we all work together for Bring Your Kid to Work Day. We've got Salsa Wars coming up. And then we'll probably look to do a Brewers game in the very near future.
And now, so lots CEO... of things on the plate. Is an acronym many people probably think they know, but in this context, what does CEO stand for?
Yes, it stands for Chief Entertainment Officer.
Oh, very cool.
Add that to the resume.
Yeah, and that's been around for a while. How long have you been in charge of it?
Only since the new office began. And it was, kind of reformed out of, I only have so much availability on my plate. And there's so many good ideas that have come about. And even with, Bring Your Kid to Work Day, we've been talking about it. I was like, I really want to do this. leadership thought it would be really great. They really want to encourage, you know, bringing your friends and your family into the office to check the space out. And the team together, you know, put together a really awesome event. We had such great ideas that came about. We got peanut butter and jelly deli, you know, for the kids. I never would have thought of that. So the team is super collaborative. They have amazing ideas, and it's a fun group to be a part of. And that team sort of changes as the quarter goes by, or, you know, the year goes by. As people have more work, they got to drop off the committee. And then, you know, we have new members that'll probably join and want to spice up the office a little bit more.
Very cool. I hear a dog in the background.
This That's my dog. Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. you know, he wants to be in the podcast too. That's all.
He's got lots of questions for you, Melissa. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Popular with the canines.
Right. Yeah. keeping on the work topic, just, you know, floating something out there. You said you're going to be here for 10 years. Abby just hit her 10 year. Mine is next year. There's always kind of rumors of a 10 year trip, something exciting happening. Do you know anything about that? Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. I know the last time they did it was right before COVID hit, and I think they went to Marrakesh, and I haven't heard anything since. I know the company's really grown a lot, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see some kind of shift or adjustment to what happens for 10 year. But I hope that there's still an international trip. So I'm gonna put all the good vibes out there.
But only after Levi hits his 10 year. I want us all to go together.
Yeah, it'd be perfect if it comes in August of 2024.
Think of the podcasting you could do live from.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, the 10 year trip. That could be a good one.
The stories.
One, guys. See, we'll
like to produce
10 years
that
of stories, the 10 year episode.
I like what you said, Melissa. It's partially just, you know, throwing this out there in the universe. And also, we know you're well connected, so you never know what you might have heard.
We're a big fan of manifesting.
Yeah. I'll make sure that next time I'm on a call, I'll be like, hey, that 10-year trip, that should come back. I'd like to go.
So, Melissa, you mentioned your hospitality heart. I love that saying. And that's kind of where you got your start. How did you find Software One in the first place?
So I was working for Bartolotta's at the time, and Chris Weinfurt happened to get a job at Software One, and I was friends with his roommate. And so we would all hang out outside of, you know, work hours and go to Brewers games. And so when I ended up, unfortunately, getting laid off from my job, and he was like, we're hiring, this is a really cool spot to be at, come on out. And so I did. I had the interviews. I got the job. I had no idea what a server was. I didn't know what the cloud was. And I think for the first 3 weeks, I thought it was maybe a pyramid scheme. And I'm here to tell you all, it is a legitimate company. We know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about. And, you know, the rest is history. So thank you to Chris Weinfurt. I found a job here.
That's great. And so you mentioned like your background, hospitality. We just talked about that. UW-Madison. I was just talking to someone. They're like, oh, yeah. Did you know Melissa like had a brief acting career? So I don't know if that's true or not, but can you comment on that?
I did. Okay. So I had aspirations of being an actress at one point in my life. I like to think that I'm always on stage. And, it's a great time. But no, I actually graduated college early. I had gone to an acting competition about a year prior, and there was some interest. And so I said, okay, I can graduate early. I've got the credits. There's the interest. You've got one life to live. So let's go out there. Let's give it a shot. Unfortunately, what happened is I went out during the writer's strike.
Oh.
And there's not a lot of work to be had as an actor when the writers aren't writing.
Aren't there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was out there. I think I just did one or two gigs while I was out there. I had done a couple of things in the Madison area when I was still here. So I had an agency here. And I was out there for about 4 months, had a great time, spent all my money. And I had this realization one day where I was talking to some of the people I was working with in a restaurant, and they were like, I've been here for 5 years, I'm still trying to make it. Oh, I've been here for 10 years, I'm still trying to make it. And that was the moment that I stopped myself and I said, you have your college degree. This cannot be your life. It was great. Let's move forward. So I called my parents and I said, I'm coming home, and packed up my little car and got back and drove back to Wisconsin.
And now, the degree that you have, is it in hospitality?
It is not. My degree is in communication science and rhetorical studies.
What's rhetorical studies?
Yes, the means by which one persuades.
Huh. So that sounds like that would have been a good alignment with sales.
You know, I think if I really wanted to pursue that sales life and have that quota, you know, I probably could have, but I really like what I do in marketing. And I think being able to, I use a lot of the skills that I have that, you know, would fit very nicely in a sales capacity to help promote who Software One is. Because all I do all day is just talk to people about who we are, what we do, and why we're great. And it's really funny that that's where my degree fell, because when we did our strength finders, 4 out of my top 5 fall in the influencer category.
Mm. Wow. So
apparently this is all just some major destiny working here. And I was always meant to help influence wherever it was I went.
And so
do you influence on social media? Like, do you ever like imagine a world where like you would be a quote unquote influencer in today's world?
I would love to think that I could, but I can't because I don't like taking a lot of pictures. And so I'm one of those people where like I go to events and then the marketing team will say, oh, hey, what pictures do you have? And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I was experiencing and I wasn't photographing. So that's probably why we hired for social media in the Milwaukee office, because they know that I let them down quite a bit when it comes to taking photos at events.
I was going
to
say, immediately following this recording, we have a recording with that social media manager.
Yeah, sneak peek. So. That will be our next guest.
Awesome. Yep, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, yeah.
Also, I think later we're going to have to circle back on the Instagram influencing, because I want to talk about some baking pictures I've seen. But before we get to that, you made a comment about pitching SWO and like convincing people that it's, you know, talking about Software One. What are like a couple of the common things that you talk about when you're, you know, in your job, talking to the community, talking to sports teams, talking to whoever? What are the couple of things you like to tell them about Software One?
Yeah. And I think I got some of this too from some of the things that Ashley has said before, and some of the things that we've all felt, just, you know, talking about who we work for to our friends and our family. But you know, it's one of the largest companies that you've never heard of. That's generally how I always start it. And that we're Microsoft's number one partner globally. And when you say those kinds of things and you use some of those bigger names, then people suddenly go, oh, and they stop and they listen a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally what I do. And I think the other part is I talk about the people. I think that's all one of the reasons why, you know, everybody would say that they love working here and love being a part of Software One is just who the people are. I think it's amazing. And when you bring that up to other people, they feel it immediately, because that's why I'm still here. I love the people so much. I love what we do. I think, you know, what we do is great for our customers, but I love the people that I work with on a day-to-day basis. And I love seeing them all, whether it's locally or when we go to events. And when you feel that, it's really easy to talk to somebody else about who we are. And they understand that it's really genuine. And then they start to listen more, like, oh, who is Software One? What do they do? And yeah, we want to promote them more. We would love to have you at our next event. And they can feel that passion from all of us. And then when you get Ashley up there, the room stops. Everybody stares and, you know, watches and listens, and the energy just completely changes. So
yeah, she's very, very captivating as a presenter and as a leader.
So that people comment, I think both of us would agree. And what I'm trying to figure out is like, how do you think Software One got to the point where we do have so many good people, and that like the people is an important part of the culture? Like, what's your take on that? Like, how did Software One end up that way?
I think because we've always had opportunity. So on top of the fact that we've got great people that we work with on a day-to-day basis and they're just genuine, there's always opportunity. And I've said that countless times to new hires as they've joined the organization. Where you are today doesn't need to be where you are in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years, should you choose to stay here. The company is growing so fast and doing so many amazing things that there are opportunities that create themselves every single day. I never would have thought that this role, I didn't even know a role like this, you know, really existed. And so the fact that that presented itself, that gave, you know, it gave me new life. And I was like, okay, I see a whole new career path for myself outside of anything I ever thought before. And I think a lot of people see that and feel that and look at their own journeys and things that they want to do. And it's like, oh, wow. I was thinking about that 2 years ago, and suddenly that's a whole department now.
It's a really interesting answer. I don't think we've heard anything like that before.
No, it's definitely it's a special thing about Software One. You're right, though, the opportunity.
And I think, like, Levi, you and I have experienced that, too. Like, you moved to Australia for 2 years to lead an inside team, and you came back, and you were in a role and moved to a new role. And I spent time in Dallas and moved to New York. So, yeah, that's really interesting. Great answer, Melissa.
Yeah, that's why we have her as our – that's why she's a guest, right? We needed these answers. I was going to ask one more culture-related question. You know, sometimes when we talk about culture, like, that kind of leads me to think about core values. And is that something you like to talk about when you're talking to people as well, like, about the core values and kind of going that route? Or do you typically not kind of factor that into when you talk about the culture?
External people, I don't know if I talk a ton about our core values. I think it's inherent in what we do, so we don't necessarily have to scream them out.
Sure.
And it goes back to just, like, it's who we are as a people. It's how we do business. It's how we treat each other, how we treat our customers. And it's so ingrained in us that I don't need to sit there and go, we are humble. That's not very humble to probably do. But they just feel that when they're talking to you. And I think that just goes back to, like, those people that are, like, core Software One person. You know, I think, you know, you guys have both been either culture nominees or culture winners. Like, you are a Software One person. You feel it deep inside of you. And so I don't need to scream it out. You don't need to scream it out. They get it when they talk to you. They get it to you as a person. And you know, when somebody enters the organization, you go, oh, yeah, you're going to fit in great. You're a great fit here. And you know it from your first interaction with them.
Actions more than words type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
Do you have any special memories or Software One trips that come to mind when you think about or reflect on your last 10 years?
Gosh,
maybe
I've
some professional achievements, if you will.
Yeah. Humble brags. let's see. I've done a decent amount of travel within the U.S. I'm still waiting for a trip to Switzerland. So putting those positive feelers out there, somebody is sending me to Switzerland at some point for this organization. But other cool trips that we had, I think just, like, fun friend trips that we've kind of created from work trips. So there was a trip I had to go to for a partner conference, and my husband came down. We were in Orlando, and we used that as a fun little trip to Universal Studios and Disney World. And we went on the trip with one of our coworkers who met us. So it was the three of us kind of exploring Universal Studios and having a great time and riding the Harry Potter ride and realizing that we were way too old to ride Harry Potter rides. But now the motion makes you stick. It used to be really exciting when you were a kid. And now you're like, oh, I'm old and I need to take some Dramamine because I'm going to throw up. But those are always really fun. And I think just getting, like, this last trip we had to Raleigh, our team that was there, you know, we went and had a barbecue at one of our coworkers' houses, and we're just out on her patio. And it's memories like that where you're just like, oh, this is what I love. These are the things I'll look back on and enjoy, where we're meeting each other's kids and hanging out at each other's houses because we've all become family. And those are some of my favorite things.
Aww. Well, Levi, do you think we should shift to some maybe, like, rapid fire type questions? I know you had brought up something about baking. So you want to cue the audience into what you meant that?
I follow Musa on Instagram, and I've seen a lot of, like, very good things that you've baked or you've cooked. So I'm maybe just extrapolating a little bit, but I get the impression that you're pretty good at baking and cooking. So tell us about that.
See, you are an influencer.
You've influenced me.
I've influenced you. And I was influenced by a former coworker as well, who was telling me some of the things that she made. I was like, I need to try this. But no, I love to bake. I bake all the time. I don't eat hardly anything that I bake. I usually am giving it away, or my family eats it before I've really had the opportunity. But I think it was one of those during COVID, everybody had a hobby that they started to do more of. And or just, you know, it's like, oh, I've always wanted to do this, and now I've got the time. So, yeah, I turned to baking. So I was one of those people hunting for yeast in the grocery stores and not being able to find it. It was like the mad rush for yeast and then flour. But, yeah, so I still haven't made English muffins. That's one of the things still on my list to make. But I love to make, like, bagels. I love to make scones. I went real far down a scone path for a while.
Love a scone.
Made homemade pasta. That was a really fun one. That's one I would love to do again if I had more space and more time.
So how do you make an English muffin? Like, as soon as you said you wanted to make them, I'm like, how do you make them? Because they have such an interesting texture.
Yeah, so you actually griddle them. So like once you, you know, like you get the dough together and then you actually like, you know, you cook it kind of like a pancake on a griddle, but like it's kind of like, it's like a biscuit that you cook on a griddle.
Wow. I had no idea. That blows my mind.
That's yeah. Crazy. And I've yet to do it. I don't know why I'm slightly intimidated about English muffins, but
I'm manifesting that you'll be making these this weekend.
Ooh. Put it out there. Put it out there, world. I have the flour. I have the yeast. Like, let's do this.
Yeah. Wow.
I just want to say too, like, for those who don't know, like, you're a mom, you have two kids, and I just feel like that's the classic mom answer. Like, well, I make stuff, but my family eats it before I get a chance.
Like, yeah. Or then you pour your heart and soul into it, and then they don't like it, and you're like, I worked for hours on this. Don't tell me you don't like it. It's delicious.
And how old are your kids now, Melissa?
My son just turned 5 and my daughter will be 2 in about 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
You have a second birthday theme for her?
No, we haven't. Okay. I feel like this is like classic second child syndrome yeah. where you don't really think about it until maybe you should have thought about it because now it's their birthday.
Is English muffins.
The theme might be English muffins. Ooh, our son decided that she wanted a pink funfetti cake. Ooh. So we know what she's at least going to have for her cake. But outside of that, I don't know. We haven't thought about it.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing the cake pictures on Instagram.
I'll be there.
Yeah. So I don't know. Abby likes ask a lot of other really good out of work questions. So Abby, you want to take away one of your favorites there?
Yeah. Okay. So we know you like baking, but what else are you into right now? It could be a book, an interesting article you just read, a song you can't stop listening to. It could be one of each of those things. Like, what are you into right now?
Nothing pop culture related. We're super into gardening right now because we're really cool. So we've got our seeds. My husband just bought a bunch of soil. And so we're going to spend this weekend planting.
What are you planting?
We've gotten books on it and like a special planter for our strawberries, which we hope come back. But I feel like they may not this year.
So it's pretty early in the year. So what are you planting this early?
Yeah.
Or do you have a greenhouse or how do you do it?
We don't have a greenhouse. But everything that I have read is like after it's above freezing, you should be good to go. Oh. So we have like a trough planter. In that, we're going to put carrots and beans and peas and different lettuces. I've always wanted to grow garlic. So I'm going to try that this year and like green onions. Yeah. So that's going to go in the trough and we'll just see what happens. If it grows, great. And if it doesn't, well, we'll try again. And then flatbed, we're going to do cucumbers, patty pan squash, tomatoes, maybe a regular zucchini. And then we've got the strawberries that we're hoping to replant. And then I've always wanted to do blueberries.
Ooh.
And then we're getting, my parents just moved, but they haven't sold their old house yet. And so they have raspberry bushes. And so we're going to try to replant some of those here. So if they take if they don't, then, you know, we'll buy them ourselves.
You're going to be loaded with berries.
Out, and our children will be so excited about it. They could just eat.
I want to just come and like eat at your home. Like it sounds like there's good baked goods, there's fresh food from the garden. That's
and
incredible.
I always go over the top. Anytime anybody comes, I'm like, I have to make everything from scratch. They can't bring anything. My family always asks, like for my son's birthday, like what can we bring? And I was like, I did it all, so don't worry. Just show up. I'm one of those people. I can't. The hospitality heart takes over, and you come to my house, you're gonna eat.
I think love it. Things are coming together because, Abby, you haven't been to the new office yet. So I think you need to tie in a trip to Melissa's with the new office, with like the produce being ready.
You just influenced me to like officially plan a trip because I'm like, I want to snack at Melissa's house. I want to see the new office. I want to get involved
recording,
in the community.
Message us what date all these vegetables will be ready and Abby will book her trip.
Yeah. Well, my sister is moving back to Milwaukee soon. And so I'm like, I'll be in Milwaukee way more often now.
Nice. And yeah. I feel, isn't your team coming out in a couple of weeks? I thought they were.
I wish we were. I'll have to find out.
maybe I just.
If we are, I haven't been told.
Whoops.
I think the Central team's coming up, but I don't know about Shane's team or East.
I could have sworn he said right around the 20th.
We got to talk to Shane, another action item from this.
You heard it here first.
In Chicago on the 20th, like that weekend. So I would love that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Put those positive vibes out there.
Putting them out there. Again, this is the manifestation episode. I love it. Like the last episode was like pop culture. This one is about manifesting your destiny, whatever you want. I love it. Okay, so another fun rapid fire question that I have to ask you is, what were you like as a teenager?
I mean, I'm pretty similar to how I am now, but maybe a little bit more passive. I think now, I've just, as you get older, you come into your own a bit more. So when I was a teenager, I was super into dance. I was on the dance team in high school and danced a little bit in college. And I was goofy. I was a theater kid.
Oh,
so I was kind of friends with everybody. I tried to be nice, to everybody.
Were there any plays in high school that you're like, oh yeah, like this was the play, the big one that we put on?
They were big every year. Like the plays were never as cool because nobody ever really knew those ones that much. But the musicals were always super fun. So I was in, My Fair Lady.
Oh.
I was in Once Upon a Mattress. I was the lead in that one, actually.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Not that I sing well, but the lead wasn't really supposed to sing that great. So,
you're like, perfect.
That was a humble experience. Crazy for You was fun. We got to tap dance a lot in that one.
So you're a tap dancer as well.
Yes. I do the tap. Well, not anymore.
What doesn't she do?
I'm a woman of many talents. And then in the summer musicals, I did Grease and we did Guys and Dolls as well. And one other one that I was in, now I can't remember. The Music Man.
Ah, they all sound like very iconic.
Yes.
Plays that you, or musicals that you would put on.
That's yes.
So did you grow up in Wisconsin?
What's that?
Did you grow up in Wisconsin?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Born and raised in South Milwaukee. Went to college in Madison. Moved away for a little bit. And then I realized I never really want to be away from my Badgers. I need to know that I could pack up and go to a game at a moment's notice. So that was important to me.
For Badgers, is it football number one for you or other sports or everything?
Basketball would be number one.
Oh, basketball. Oh. Okay.
College basketball is my jam. My team knows, don't talk to me the first 2 days of March Madness.
I
am doing is watching sports. And
how did
it's
your bracket
my favorite
go this
time.
Year?
I won my family challenge and I won the marketing team challenge. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God.
I'm still waiting for my payouts from both of those though.
So I was going to say you're rich.
I'm still waiting. My Venmo is here. It's available.
My question is, when are the Badgers going to get some better recruits on the basketball team?
Ooh, that's what a sore subject. That is a sore subject.
Savage.
We need to rebuild.
I love the Badgers too. I said that because I'm a huge fan. The Badgers are my team for basketball too. And, yeah, it's a debate we have with my family, but for another time.
We'll see. Like the Packers are rebuilding, Badgers have to rebuild. Where Greg Gard's time may be limited.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's great while it lasted. Nobody wants to step into Bo Ryan's footsteps.
Right.
I know that name. He transcended sports people because I know that.
What else? I mean, we asked a lot of the really good questions, Abby. Anything else that you wanted to get in there?
No, I think that's perfect. We covered a lot of ground and I learned a ton about you, Melissa. I thought I knew you. Like I knew that you went and did acting for a little bit. And then I'm like, I did not realize that you're a gardener and you do all this baking and man, oh man, fun episode.
Yeah. I got, when we were in California for our acting competition, I got fake married to Peter Krause from The Bachelorette. So if
really?
People ever watched that. Yep, he was a part of our group. I know him actually quite well. And we did all of our, we did a bunch of acting classes before we went to California. And then when we were there, we got fake married. And at the awards night, that was our wedding reception. So I had him first before Rachel Lindsay ever tried to date him.
And so the whole Bachelorette thing is will you take this rose? And you're like, I got the rose for any of them.
Yeah, I got this. He's a great person. So I felt bad when he didn't actually win. But that was always a fun one when I see him on whether it's a show or a podcast. I'm like, I knew you win.
You're like, my husband. Yeah. My first husband.
Yeah. My first fake husband. I'm sure there's many more.
First fake one. Yeah, exactly.
First fake one. Only one real one.
Right. Yeah, that's important to clarify too.
Yes, yes.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about that you know give you a platform to say Software One wise or anything? I know we've called out some people who owe you money. We've manifested some things. Anything else?
10-year trip, going to Switzerland.
I mean, I feel like it's the 10-year trip in Switzerland.
Hey, super important stone, you know what I mean?
We're just combining things. We're just making it a little bit easier for Software One to fulfill our dreams. So, like, you're welcome, Software One. You only have to send me on one trip, not two.
And if they have an English muffin-making class there, so be it.
Yes. Or cake decorating. That's the next thing. The next thing I want to get into.
Oh,
but I'm not artistic at all, so that might not be a good idea.
What kind of, like, do you want, like, frosting, fondant? Like, what, like, do you watch any baking shows?
That's a whole nother ball of wax that I don't even want to chew off. But I just want to be able to, like, pipe stuff, because I feel like that's just, like, a fun kitchen tool to be able to use.
Yeah.
And not have it look like your four-year-old did it.
I love that. That's so much fun.
Yeah.
Cake classes.
Yeah. I was going to do it, but then COVID hit, and then we couldn't go.
I think when people listen to this afterwards, they're going to leave it hungry.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, I want cake, and I want, like, a bunch of garden. I want a garden salad and a bunch of fruit.
That's my goal in life. I'm gonna make you hungry, but then I'm going to feed you, and it's going to be amazing. And I will feel fulfilled.
I love that.
And then
that.
You're going to pitch them on how great Software One is.
And they will feel it. All the things.
Well, I really appreciate you jumping on with us. I really hope that after this, a bunch of people reach out to you for baking tips, for gardening tips, for community relations things, volunteer events. I hope you just get flooded with inquiries after this.
That would be amazing. I'm ready.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's
You're
our
welcome.
Show.
Thank you.
That's been another episode of The Swell Files. Music, editing, and mixing by Brandon Avenger.
And we love to hear from you, so send us your feedback and future guest recommendations. We're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, so be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.